dreams are never as simple as black and white. That is the major promotional line for Springfield Contemporary Theater's new production, which is opening tonight at Center Stage at Wellhoyt Plaza. Rick Dines is producing this show. It's the classic 1959 drama by Lorraine Hansberry, A Raisin in the Sun. And playing Mama Lena is Angelia King, and you brought Angelia along, and she is, of course, a veteran of several recent shows I have to break myself of the habit of wanting to say the Vandevort, you know, because
it's been 5 years.
It's
Randy.
Been I know, but it was 20 years before that. So I just
well, that's true,
you know. But this production again goes on at Springfield Contemporary Theater Center Stage tonight and runs.
Just
through February 26th. I got on the wrong page there. I've got too much paperwork here. This show is set on Chicago's South Side in the 50s and deals with the various dreams and conflicts within three generations of an African-American family. Is it five generations?
Well, no, there's three generations living under one roof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. Yes. Five people, but three right. generations.
Yes. Yes, I mean, it does. It takes place in a tenement apartment in Southside Chicago in the early 1950s. And yeah, we have three generations living in a three-bedroom apartment. in a three-room apartment.
Three-room apartment, you know.
And it's cramped quarters. Up until relatively recently, there were six of them living there.
Right.
And
It's actually
and they've been living there for going on 40 years.
It's actually the passing of one of them that causes a lot of the upheaval that takes place.
Yeah, Daddy has died, and yeah. his life insurance payment is coming in, and the family has never known that much money at one time.
Right.
And it's the opportunity for dreams to be realized. At least that's the hope for everyone, is that all their dreams can be realized when this insurance money comes in.
And Angelia is playing Mama Lena, the widow in this case.
Yes.
And what does she really has very lofty ideals for this insurance money.
Well, she wants something better and more for the family.
As you said, they've been living there for 40 years in this
since she and Daddy got married. Yeah. She tells us at one point in the show that the intent was to move into this little apartment for the first year.
Right.
And then they were going to move to a house.
Yeah.
And it just never happened. Mm. And they raised two kids in this place, which are both still living there, and now one of them is married and has his own child living under the same roof,
right,
in the family dwelling. And so yeah. So the dream is to finally get out of this apartment.
So specifically, Mama wants to be able to buy a house.
I'd like to be able to buy a house for my children and have a legacy start where my grandson, Travis, who's played by
Henry
Herbert, yes. And the house was more for him and for the family. And my daughter-in-law, Ruth, who is played by Christina Gardner, is hoping to be expecting another child. And so we're trying to work out and define ourselves as a family and come together right. on that. And it's very intense show. I've never been in I've never played a role like this before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, even remembering the film version, it's very claustrophobic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is. And that's what I think really lends the show in this space very well.
Is that
often you see the show produced in large theaters and the sets are bigger than, you know, are twice as big as the full apartment could ever have been.
Right.
And you do feel five people living under one small space in this play. You understand why relationships
can be kind of fractious.
Are very contentious at some points early on because of the space.
Well, one of the issues is your son Walter Lee has different ideas for what to do with the money.
He has gotten together with some of his little friends, and
some of his
and
little
they're
friends.
Wanting to they're wanting to buy a liquor store.
Now, and Walter is a chauffeur.
Right. He's a chauffeur. He's been a chauffeur. He's been married for 11 years and has a son and wife, and he's been a chauffeur. And he wants something more for himself. He wants to be able to be responsible for taking care of the family. And so he feels like this is his chance. And of course, Mama Lena, me, I don't agree with that.
Right. Then there's also the sister.
Oh yeah, Benita, the other daughter.
Yeah,
Benita is basically going to college. Is basically pre-med at this point.
Yeah, right.
Wanting to be a doctor.
Right.
And at this point, you know, it's early 1950s. A female doctor is rare enough. Not only a black female doctor at that point.
American.
And she's working so hard towards this dream.
Right.
And so of course, you know, some of that money going towards medical school for her is important for the family as well.
So it's not only the close-knit but necessarily claustrophobic conflicts that arise within the family group itself, but it's also, you know, again, we're talking about an African-American family on the south side of Chicago in the early 1950s, so there are a lot of societal prejudices that are being dealt with,
definitely,
too.
Definitely, and this family does deal with that after Mama goes and puts down on a house in a particular neighborhood where it is mostly predominantly white.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having to go through those processes, too. And so, like I said, it's just, I don't want to give away too much.
Oh, no, not at all.
If anyone wants to come out and catch this show, I tell you, it is probably the best show that you'll see here in the Ozarks this year.
This is one of the great American plays.
Yes.
I mean,
this
you know, this ranks in there with Death of a Salesman, Long Day's Journey into Night, Glass Menagerie, you know, Streetcar Named Desire. This is one of the great American plays.
It comes out of that great era in American playwriting.
You know, and Hansberry wrote it 60 years ago. It wasn't produced until 59, but she wrote it 60 years ago at the age of 27.
Mm.
And it hasn't been produced in Springfield to date. And it's a crime that it – I mean, having been in the theater community for 20 years, we owe the community a great apology that this play has not been produced until this point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – it truly is one of the great, great American plays that needs to be seen. And it's taught in Springfield Public Schools.
Yes.
I mean, the play is taught
sure.
in freshman English at this point.
Sure. And has been.
It wasn't whenever I was in school, but it is now. And, you know, it's a very important piece of American literature. So, and this cast really is, I guess the one thing I would say is at least we waited for this great cast, because
yes.
they really are inhabiting these characters in a way that it feels so fresh and immediate that it doesn't feel like some stale 60-year-old play. It feels so immediate. And part of it is Hansberry was very ahead of her time in some of her writing. I mean, to see a play from the 1950s that has scenes between a husband and wife that are so personal and so intimate, I've never read a play of that era. And I'd read the play many times before, but until we really got to working in it to realize just how brilliant this playwriting is in those small ways is amazing.
We've mentioned, of course, a couple of cast members. Well, of course, in addition to Angelia, you also mentioned the young son, Travis, and who else is in the younger family?
Tony Wheeler plays Walter Lee, mm-hmm. and
Alicia Douglas plays
Benita.
Benita, the daughter.
That's the family grouping, mm-hmm. and then Benita has two suitors that she's juggling: George Merkinson, who's played by Michael Hernandez, and Joseph Asagai, a Nigerian exchange student, who is played by Rob Collier, and. And then we have Walter's friend Bobo, who he's looking to go into business with.
One of Walter's John little Herbert. Friends. I
One
love
of
that.
Walter's little friends. played by the 6'3" plus John Herbert.
Right.
Less than little friend.
Right. more than just little
right.
friend,
and
yes.
Then,
of course, we can't forget the moving men that we have. They're mm-hmm. also coming in. You got Lawrence Harrison, who plays the role of one of the moving
and
men.
And L. Wilbert plays
and
the
L.
other.
Wilbert,
and
yeah.
then, of course, Michael Lee, who's done many, many shows with us over the years. Michael Lee plays Carl Lindner, the man from the neighborhood that they're looking to move into.
Yeah,
who
the
comes
Clybourne
to,
neighborhood.
That comes to chat with the family. So it's really a wonderful cast. And I have to say, since we have decided to do the show, I was like, if this is finally getting done, we're pulling out all the stops.
Yeah.
And so it's... I have to praise this design team because it is one of the most stunning productions I think we've mounted.
Yes.
Amy Holland's set, Samantha Morrow's costumes,
yes.
Lou Schaefer's lights, and Dennis Stewart's I've never given a props person a props list that goes on to this length, and it's all period, and it's all complicated. And so,
and he came up with all of it.
And it's all there.
Every last bit of it.
And it looks right.
Yes.
It all looks
yes.
right. And so, I have to praise this design team, because it was not an easy task. Doing you know, really contemporary plays, sometimes the design stuff's a bit easier, because it's, you just go to the store and
sure.
it's all right there on the rack. And not for a show like this.
Not for a show like this.
No.
Not if you're going to be true to the period.
Right.
And anybody who knows this play at all, maybe if they read it in school, or if they've seen a production somewhere, or if they've seen the movie version, you know how powerful this is. And to see it in an intimate setting where the family is pretty much right in your lap, and vice versa, it has to be a very special setting.
It is. Two quick things, Randy. One, I encourage people to make reservations early, because this show is already selling very swiftly.
Okay.
Yes.
And two, I highly encourage anyone seeing the show to also make plans to see MSU's production of Clybourne Park, which
yes.
opens February 23rd.
Yes.
Because in 2011, playwright Bruce Norris wrote this play inspired by A Raisin in the Sun. The first act takes place in the house that they are looking to purchase at the same time. And the second act takes place in that same household 50 years later. And it continues this conversation about race and real estate and everything else, and brings everything this play is talking about up to the modern day. And it won the Pulitzer. It's a beautiful, beautiful play. And so I encourage audience members to try to catch both, because I think the opportunity to see them both, you know, in a close proximity will make a very wonderful experience.
It's a very rare experience.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Well, all right. Thanks to Angelia King and to Rick Dines from Springfield Contemporary Theater. Again, it opens tonight, A Raisin in the Sun, at SCT Center Stage, 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. And tickets are already going fast, and you're only doing...
It's 3 weeks.
3 weekends.
Yep.
You're doing 3 weekends, but they'll go by in a flash.
Yes.
They will.
All right. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you for
Appreciate
having
it.
Us.